was made for you and me.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey everybody, this is Peter, and it is time for the New and Newer Music Show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 11. This week, lots of good stuff. New tracks from Chai, Megabog, and Purr. But let's start it off with... Oh, I should also mention, before we start this off, I'm also going to be playing an interview I did with Squirrel Flower, who's going to be in town a week from today at Bottle Rocket. I'll be playing that. I'll break it up throughout the next 2 hours, maybe like two little 5-minute clips of it. But and I'll also be playing some new Squirrel Flower. Their new album just came out 2 days ago, maybe, and it's really good. But first, I'm going to play this track I've been listening to all week. It's so good. It's Yard Act, The Trenchcoat Museum. And it's 8 minutes of just kind of like post-punk fun, I guess. The lyrics are just kind of silly, but it's a pretty awesome song. It sounds a lot like Dry Cleaning to me, who I also love. But yeah, this is the newest from Yard Act, The Trenchcoat Museum.
Tougher you are, a man drags along the floor, through the sweatshop shrapnel, it gets trapped in my car door, and I'm tall next to small people, and I'm not as poor as you were, and I still get positively sick when all the bellboys call me sir, cause you never get used to the power that a proper trench coat brings, the way that it swishes and swings, it sings. Trench coat, what it represents and who it's for. What I want to know is who would want a coat so close to the floor. I went to the trench coat museum to sim a 1,000 different cuts, like pals from another dream, stuffed them bursting at the seams, cause I'm fishing for a theme. If it's somewhere in between a day's honest graft and constantly fleeing the crime scene. Trenchcoat got banned for a bit. Does that conjure up any weird feelings? Though in all kinds of twisted minds could find it a prime coat within which to conceal things. You can't ban a coat, can you? Can you ban a coat? No, they're just running a racket. The only coat that matters now is a floating coat. So get yourself a lot chucker. Can you hack it? Can you hack the heat? Water rising. Look at your feet, man. Ah! Cause whether rented, borrowed, bought, stole, secondhand or brand new, man's water resistant and heat proof. My trench coat. See me through. And when I'm gone, I want all of my trench coats framed, and my knackered boots and dirty glasses tastefully arranged on the plinths in between. Cause when they get to the final exhibition that celebrates my good name, I want you to be on display too. Cause all that really remains of me is you.
Here we go.
Magic.
look so pretty tonight. Blue dress and the alley light. I was gonna take her out tonight, but all her favorite spots closed down.
Chase away my heart and heartache. Run me over, throw me over, cast me out. Find a river running to the west wind. Just above the shoreline you will see a cloud. Tie me to a tiny wooden raft. Hello, wildness, please forgive me now.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so that was the newest from Sufjan Stevens, and I like some of the first few tracks from this album. Apparently his partner recently passed away, and I'm listening to all these songs through that lens, which is kind of a bummer. Somebody did mention that on Instagram, on the new show Instagram. And by the way, if you would like to request anything, you can always send me a DM. It's new show WRCT. Let me know what you want to hear. Before that, the newest from Squirrel Flower. And before that, the really fun dancey track, The Trench Coat Museum. And that's a great track. Yeah, I was never a huge Yard Act fan, but that track's awesome. So speaking of Squirrel Flower, I mentioned that they are going to be at Bottle Rocket a week from today. I'm going to have to miss the show, which is a bummer because I'll be here, but I like being here. So, but let's play an interview I recently did with Squirrel Flower. And here you go. Any way you want. They're just super open-ended questions. And honestly, they're questions that I'm curious about. Yeah. So I don't even... So why do you do what you do? Like, why do you like doing music?
I've made music my whole life. Mm-hmm. I feel like people always say that, but mm-hmm. it's really true. My dad is a professional bass player. Oh, so wow. From the time I was a baby, he was like on tour and playing gigs every night, and he was also a music educator, or still is.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, literally from the time I was born, I was surrounded by working musicians, and I had an idea of what that was, and that was a normal thing. I was always inclined towards music from being so surrounded by that. And, you know, as I got older, what was just a passion turned into kind of a lifestyle commitment.
Okay.
I really hate thinking of music as a job mm-hmm. because in many ways it's not. And I don't ever want to think of it that way. It's more of like a lifestyle, and I really commit my entire life to music and sharing music and creating music. I really think the root of that is just my family and my upbringing.
Is there something... So I guess you can go a lot of different ways because there's lots of different types of music. Is there one particular reason that you're in this particular, I guess I don't really want to call it a genre, but you do what you do, and you don't do like rap, you don't do classical. Is there why this particular path?
I mean, I've dabbled with a lot of different styles throughout my life. When I was younger, I did mainly classical music, and I played violin, and I sang in choirs, and I think, you know, just being exposed to different styles of music, like I was exposed to like folk music from being on Tumblr all the time in 2010, I started making music that sounded more like that. And then later on in my teen years, I was exposed to, you know, really amazing DIY scenes with more cutting edge music and like more heavy stuff and more like rock and indie rock. So I was drawn to that. And I think at this point, as a person who's been, you know, I've been making music as Squirrel Flower for 8 years, and I think I just try and strive towards whatever sounds and whatever instrumentation feels like the truth and feels like it can best represent what I'm writing in my songs and how I'm feeling and the feeling I want to portray.
Okay. I really like what you said at the end. So if we can like talk about that, you said something about the truth and things that you want to portray. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I don't know. I'm not sure what else to say. But I do think that my approach to music is treating it as this sort of divine thing and something that can't really be explained. And I try and I think when I write a song, oftentimes it just comes out and then it's up to me to build around it and treat it the best way I can. And I guess, you know, suck out the truth from the song with other instruments and instrumentation.
Okay, so I'll have the second half of that interview coming up soon, but right now, how about some Subsonic Eye? We'll be right back.
go. Everything that I've known, let it go out, let it roll out with the tide. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been shot through with pain, like a nightingale sung in the dead of the night. Goodbye, so long, farewell, all I'll be. Watch him wither, watch him scatter with the wind. I can't think of a thing that hasn't been born of a dream, like a love supreme, like a circle unbroken. Goodbye, so long, farewell, all I've been. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know you are never alone. Never stop. We'll be right back.
そうそうそうそうそう、そろそろじゃん、こっち来る？え、ちょっと待って。
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
Okay, so that was the newest from Chai. That was Para Para. Before that, the newest from Sparkle Horse. And the guy from Sparkle Horse passed away a long time ago, so this is a posthumous album. And that was a pretty cool track that was like under 2 minutes. That was It Will Never Stop. Before that, Allison Russell with The Returner. And we started off the set with the newest from Subsonic Eye, and that was pretty awesome. Like, that's my first time hearing that. That was Yearning. And yeah, if I ever play something and you're not sure what it is, all you have to do is go to the WRCT website, just click on the calendar and then the new and newer music show, and you'll see everything that I've ever played. I'm going to put the rest of that Squirrel Flower interview up soon, but let's listen to a little more music first. This is the newest from Nation of Language. They were in town on Friday, and they played this track, and they're a really good band. I like Nation of Language. This is Stumbling Still.
Away, we all alive. Great.
All right, so that was newest from, I didn't realize how short that song was. That's MG Lenderman with Wednesday. And what's the name of this track? It's long. How do you let the love into your heart that isn't split wide open? And Wednesday, I just saw, is coming to Thunderbird soon. So that should be awesome. I'm not sure when. I'll have to check out the calendar. Before that, Slaughter Beach Dog with Strange Weather. Before that, Jalen Gonda with Just Like You Used To. And we started off the set with Nation of Language, who played at Mr. Small's this past Friday. That's Stumbling Still. Hey, so we have a bunch of shows here on WRCT, and you might like these ones. Punk Primers, Basement Show Sounds on Radio. Tune into Punk Primers on Monday at 10 p.m., for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Every show spotlights new artists and subgenres on WRCT Pittsburgh. And that's awesome that there's a punk show, or that there's a show and it's nothing but punk. And let's see, Monday's at 10. I'm going to have to check that out. So that's tomorrow night. Punk Primers. Nice. And One-to-One Jazz Corner. Tune in every Sunday from 6 a.m. to noon for the myth, the legend, the Homewood Kid, Kevin Amos, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And yeah, you're listening to Peter. This is the New and Newer Music Show. I'm playing more new music for you. And next up is this remix from Yeah Yeahs and Perfume Genius. This is Spitting Off the Edge of the World. This is the Try remix. And I really love all these like electro-funk type of synthy remixes. So check it out, Spitting Off the Edge of the World.
Spinning off the edge of the world, out in the night.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
This even time. 37 hours, you're in front of me. I guess I know a lot about you anyway. You think you're funny, I don't get it. And as darkness it heals, this little light that is my eye, there is a word peeking my ear. Voice of a good tenderness was once a voice in my head. So take me for the music, take me for a human, the flower of a song. Walking past a terrible movie. We saw the movie too and kept moving like I said. dreams of going night free. So you'll be my friend in the wind. I've had it somehow, but I wanna live so much more in this situation. Or dreams can find me the flower of a song.
So you're listening to the second hour of the New and Newer Music Show, and I'm going to play some more new music for you this hour. Newest from Ray Hill, Milk Carton Kids, and The Smile. But first, let's play the rest of the Squirrel Flower interview. Once again, they're going to be playing Bottle Rocket next Sunday. I'm going to play the rest of this interview, and then I will play a track off of the newest album.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to push you too far with that question, but I find that like super interesting. So yeah. If you feel like that you've answered that, I can ask you a little more about
sure.
that.
Sure.
When you said something divine, are you able to talk about that? What you mean by that?
I mean, I think creativity is something that is beyond a human form.
Okay.
Beyond analyzing and writing about and thinking about and talking about. Like, when I create something that feels like really pure and really true, it's not something that feels like it comes from lots of analytical work, and if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
It comes from something greater, and I think that's what makes it so hard to talk about, is, you know, all the creative arts come from this place, and I have a hard time, like, analyzing my music and talking about my music, and I think it's because of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I like asking these questions because I work in such, like, an analytical field,
yeah.
You know, and it's always fun, like, talking to artists.